Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, I'm sure most of us, if not all of us listening today, have lost someone very dear. Someone so close that it may be hard for us to pick ourselves up and keep living life without them here. And if you had the chance to say goodbye, I wouldn't be surprised if your loved one told you to move on and to not let their passing keep you from living out your life. Now, of course, that's easier said than done, but we know, deep down, that's what we should do. We can honor them by living our lives the best that we can. And as we've begun our study in the book of Acts, that's kind of the scene that we get here in Acts chapter 1. Jesus has died, had been buried, arose, and then spent 40 days with his apostles and disciples. Now it's time for him to go, to ascend back to heaven. He too gave his apostles commands as to what to do going forward without him there. And within his directions, I believe he provides them some clarity and hope. And so after the amazing scene of Christ's ascension, with these men in white robes, again, whom I believe to be angels, telling them that Jesus would return, what do they do? Well, they follow Jesus' command. They go a short distance back to Jerusalem. But what do they do once they get there? Well, that's where we pick up. So let's go ahead and read our text for today, Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse 12. Acts 1, verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brothers. In those days Peter stood up among the brothers, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. And they put forward two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, 'You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place.' And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." We can only imagine the range of emotions that these 100-plus disciples were going through. But while we may wonder what they were thinking, we don't have to wonder what they were doing. As we read in verse 14, "All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers." We may want to note that brothers in the Greek can be appropriately referring to siblings, both brothers and sisters. So not only were the 11 remaining apostles present, but also Jesus' family, some of which doubted his claims in the past, and yet here they are now, along with numerous other disciples. Without a doubt, they were making a wise choice in going to God in prayer together. This had to be an encouraging sign of moving forward. Another sign of moving forward was their need to fill the vacancy of Judas. As you might expect, Peter is the one to stand before the rest of the apostles and others, as he would do again in the very next chapter, before a whole lot more people. Again, they pray, this time for God's guidance in who should become the next apostle. They cast lots, which seemingly no one knows exactly what that means, but they did, and they had their answer, as it showed that Matthias should be the one selected. So what's our takeaway today? We all have a choice to make in moving on and being productive with our life, even following hardships and goodbyes. The apostles and other disciples showed their faith in Christ through their obedience to his directions and they moved forward. So anyone else who is listening, who may be a child of God, may we all move forward each day in our faith and be productive in our service to God. And as always, if you want to know more as to what it means to be a child of God, what it takes to become a child of God, I would love to study with you, would love to set up a time to visit. You just let me know how I can help you. But for now, thanks for listening, and Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.